Episode 2125, What You Do Today Matters for Your Tomorrow.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. Take a deep breath. Guess what? The election is over now. Maybe you don't know who won. I don't know. I don't even know who won, at least at the time of this recording. But what I do know is you are here today. It is your time to think about what you need for your health. How are you living your life? Because what you do today matters for your tomorrow. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Okay, you know it's Wellness Wednesday. Healthy living is not guaranteed. You have many options in life, what to eat, how to move, and when to sleep. What you do today matters for your tomorrow. Were you up late last night watching the elections, waiting to see if your person won? Did you eat a celebratory dinner for a birthday or an anniversary? Maybe you found your schedule too busy to get in your exercise. Or maybe you set yourself down in the chair, did your daily required work, and then called it a day. How did you feel midway through your day, by the way? Were you full of energy? Did you just have this zest for life? You're like, yes, I cannot wait to get on to the next task. What about right before you went to bed? Were you like, wow, it really was a good day. I got a lot accomplished. I feel good about myself. This is awesome. Or maybe it was the total opposite. Maybe midway through your day, you were like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I need to go to bed early tonight. And then right before you went to bed, you're like, why am I staying up so late? This is ridiculous. I just said I needed to go to bed earlier and now I'm still up late. What is my problem? Many people who are conscious about how they live their daily lives struggle with not being able to complete their daily health regimen. We just struggle at it. It's not easy. And then they find themselves murmuring wishes that didn't happen in their day. They fuss at family because they need to get off their chests where they failed, even though it wasn't any one particular person's fault. Blaming and excuses only can take one person's willpower so far. You got to be willing to do the work, but you also have to be realistic. And that is hard to do. Are you settling into what is comfortable? Or are you willing to take aim on what truly matters? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Take aim on what truly matters. We've all been there, made excuses, blamed others for what we couldn't commit to, and even tried and failed. Now, what I'm talking about here, remember, is all about healthy living, your lifestyle. So there may be lots of different areas in your life that you're thinking, oh, Christiane, if you knew about my marriage, if you knew about my kids, if you knew about my grocery list, if you knew, yeah, we're not going into that. We're looking right now at your wellness, your well-being, who you are on the inside of your body. How are you taking care of your cells? How are you taking care of your heart? How are you taking care of your other internal organs? What are you doing for your energy? What are you doing for your sleep? The key is not to focus on what you can't do or haven't done, which guess what? We do all the time. We're like, gosh darn it, I tried this diet, I tried that, I did this exercise regimen, and then I read this book, and I tried this, and oh, it was great for 2 days, but then I totally fell off. And so then I went back to what I knew, which is, yeah, hasn't gotten me any further. And now look where I'm at 5 years later, 2 days, and in, and there you have it. New Year's is coming up, so maybe in less than 2 months, I will get on the bandwagon again. You give yourself that, you know, permission to say, huh, I'm going to give myself these 2 months just to splurge. You've been splurging for 5 years and 2 days. You must take aim on what truly matters. So really it comes down to what truly matters. What is it for you? And I got to tell you, only you can answer that question. No one else can. Your spouse can't. Your children can't. Your dog can't. Your cat can't. The birds can't. You have to answer the question because it's completely personal and unique to you, your body, your cells, your lifestyle. And I would like to say, you know what? I have got this pill, and if you take this pill, it will magically create this incredible being for you on the inside out. No, I don't have that. If I did, you think I'd be doing what I'm doing? No, because I would be like raking in the trillions of quadrillions. I don't even know the numbers. Because we're all looking for that magic. We want that one pill to solve everything, that one book to be the answer to everything. What I'm telling you right now is the answer. It's you. So what truly matters? What is it going to take for you to understand that you matter? I really want you to think about that. Because I know a lot of us put everybody else before ourselves. I did it. I lived it for years and years and years. And really, I should be saying decades and decades and decades. And where did that get me? Huh, not very far. Totally almost lost everything that I knew, that I considered myself working for, having that incredible family, having a wonderful marriage, doing what I'm supposed to do, in my opinion, to serve my Heavenly Father, serving my community in various capacities that truly use my gifts and talents. But what did I leave behind in the midst of all of that? Me. Me. You cannot sacrifice yourself. You have got to take care of you so you can then love those that are put in your path, your family, your spouse, your community, your church, a stranger, your clients, your customers. What truly matters? I've got three things I want you to think about. Number one, your conviction must be greater than your excuses. It just hands down, it has to be that way. Because if your excuses keep coming up, man, they are greater and they hold more weight and more clout with you than your conviction. And that means, yeah, you're not settled with where you need to go. So when you want to make a change in your life and you're like, man, I know I need to wise up here. Well, if you're going to wise up, that is going to require a change. Okay, did you know with wisdom comes what? Change. And we already know that change is a constant. So you would think wisdom always shows up. It doesn't. Because you can know things, but you apply things. Your conviction must be greater than your excuses. One excuse I hear all the time is, you just haven't seen my schedule. I am running so many different places with my kids. I know I use that excuse. I have 5 kids. I had many, many years of excuses with that one. And I was one of those gals who, I was a cow. And I'm not saying I was a cow because I was overweight. I'm saying I was a cow because I nursed all my babies, all 5 of them. I'm proud of that. But I was one that did not lose weight while nursing. If you read all the books, they're like, oh, this is the best thing for not only your baby, but for your body too, because it helps you shed the pounds naturally. I read that I don't know how many times. And you know what? I felt like a failure the whole time because I never lost weight. But then I understand why, because I could pump, and if you're a mom and you've ever nursed, you understand this. I could pump in one sitting 16 to 18 ounces. Crazy. Good thing I worked outside the home. So I'd go to work and I would pump at least twice a day at work and I would come back. You know, I was so blessed that with every child, I was able to throw away frozen breast milk. That's a benefit. Nowadays, oh my gosh, if I would have had my kids during today's time, yeah, I wouldn't have been throwing it away. I would have been selling it. I would have been giving it to people to use, right? They have people that want that. They're like, oh my gosh, that's gold. It is gold. But back then, we didn't have everything we have now. We didn't have this whole online system. Cell phones didn't exist. I was tied to a landline if I wanted to talk to anybody. Or I'd get in my car and drive to their house and have a discussion with them. You see, I used my excuses and they were much greater than my conviction. But things began to switch on me. And I realized that, huh, you cannot take care of your family. You cannot love your husband unless if you are convicted within yourself. And they've got to be greater than all those other excuses that come your way. So you've got to make sure your conviction is greater than your excuses. Number two, you have to want it more than anyone wants it for you. I love my mom. She supports me 100%, but she can want something for me all the time. But if I don't get it, I'm never going to get it. Right? She can want it and be like, oh, come on, girl, you got this. She can be my greatest cheerleader. But if I don't want it more, it's not going to be mine. Your spouse may actually want to encourage your healthy living. Believe it or not, women especially. I know it's a touchy subject. Guys, whatever you say, it's just not going to be right. I know. Now, my husband and I are totally okay with where we are. And we're rock solid in our marriage. And so, you know, he can wrap his arms around me and say, oh my gosh, hun, you're losing weight. And I don't go, hi-ya, and begin to like, you know, turn him upside down, flip him over my back and all of this stuff. And down on the ground he goes because he said something wrong. No. It's like, well, thanks for noticing. You see, because guys, I know anything you say, your woman is going to be like, whoa. Really? Did you just say that to me? I get that. Now, women, I got to tell you this. A man doesn't know how to support you always in your healthy lifestyle. If you need to lose weight, I guarantee you he feels like that no matter what he says, good or bad, in his opinion or even yours, that it will be the wrong thing to say. So I want you to think about that when your husband is trying to give you a compliment in regards to how you look. And then we as women wonder why our men do not compliment us more. Why don't they compliment us more? Well, because we are judgmental of why they're saying what they're saying. How unfair is that? So think about it this way. You have to want it more than anyone else wants it for you. Your husband can be your greatest support, but until you're on board 120%, it's not happening. It just is not happening. And finally, number three, this is the biggest one of all. And one that literally we could spend days, months, years upon. Your reflection makes all the difference. I want you to listen to me very carefully. And know that I'm saying this 100% in love. When you look at yourself, what do you see? Now, already within a split 3 seconds, within those 3 seconds, you had at least 5 negative thoughts come to your mind. At least. You had a few good ones, but they were overpowered by the negative ones. Women especially. We are so judgmental of ourselves. But I want to tell you this. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you need to love who you see regardless of where you're at. And that's hard to do. And many of us do not. In all honesty, I thought I loved myself for years. I didn't really think I had an issue. Well, I still don't think I had an issue. But I did have an issue, meaning that when I looked in the mirror, I really didn't like who I saw. And the thing is my way of handling things were, well, get mad at the kids or fuss that I didn't have anything to wear, go shopping for a new pair of shoes because it was easier to buy a new pair of shoes that fit than it was to buy a new bra or a cute shirt or an adorable jacket or even, yes, the famous jeans. Your reflection makes all the difference. How you see who you see is extraordinarily important. I get that you may not like who you see where you are right now, but I'm telling you, you have to love yourself unconditionally right where you're at. No judgment. Now you can say and be very honest with yourself, I need to lose 15 pounds. I need to drop 30 pounds. I need to work on toning my muscles. Oh, wait, maybe my grays. Well, I either need to make a decision. Am I going to let my hair grow out naturally? Or am I going to continually color my roots? What is it? Maybe I don't need to look like I'm doing my makeup as if I was 17 years old. Maybe I need to change my look a little bit and have a more mature look that complements who I am as I am growing up. Notice how I said growing up and not growing old. Big difference. We're always growing up. You got to love yourself unconditionally. This is a hard thing to do. All of it goes back to the main question, right? What truly matters? Notice how everything was about you. It has nothing to do with me. I could sit here and tell you, you know what you need? You need to pay for this. You need to go buy this. You need to have this. Then you need to go get this. And then by the way, you need to eat this. Then you need to sleep. And then this is what you need to do. I could give you list upon list upon list, and I still can. But the thing is it all comes down to Y-O-U. Beautiful you. I get that you may not like who you see in the mirror. I get it. I've been there for decades. But at some point, that wisdom needs to be applied. So then change can happen. What you do today matters for your tomorrow. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.